With Montana News, I'm Matt Blois. Montana's largest utility provider announced yesterday it is looking for small-scale renewable energy projects that it's required by law to buy. But utilities and their regulators in Montana say that requirement is outdated, and the law should be repealed. Corin Cates Carney reports.
A 2005 state law requires Montana utilities to buy a total of 75 megawatts of energy from small-scale, locally owned producers of renewable electricity from wind, solar, and hydro sources. Northwestern Energy, the state's largest utility, is about 40 megawatts short of what it needs to comply with the law. That's according to a spokesperson from the Montana Public Service Commission, which regulates utilities. When Northwestern can't find enough small-scale local producers, which it often can't, it must apply for a waiver from state utility regulators or be penalized with a fine. The utility company joined the all-Republican elected Public Service Commission during this year's legislative session in lobbying lawmakers to remove the law. In January, PSC Vice Chairman Travis Cavula testified in the state Senate that the law does not help grow economically viable renewable energy projects, and there is already a lot of wind, solar, and hydro development going on in the state.
Keeping this law in the books, candidly, is a waste of time.
But the law supporters dispute that and point to six existing small renewable energy producers in Montana. Jeff Fox with Renewable Northwest testified against repealing the law.
The intention here was to drive investment in local communities. It is true that this is not working, but the intention behind driving rural economic development is critically important to the state of Montana. Renewable energy development is one of the ways that you can do that.
State lawmakers passed the bill to remove the renewable energy requirement, but Governor Steve Bullock vetoed it. That leaves Northwestern in a tough spot, says company spokesperson Butch Larkham.
The reality is that developing wind farms or solar projects or new hydro projects is really expensive, and it's been very difficult for local owners to be able to afford to pursue these projects, and so we've kind of been going around in circles on this.
Governor Bullock says he's willing to work with lawmakers to come up with a renewable energy requirement compromise for the next legislative session in 2019. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.